Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Michael Moorcourt is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but through A Bad Thing, how he's been able to share that with the world and really seen the way that the world has responded. The new album that's out now is called Sleep. We're going to tell you not only how you can get it for yourself, but also you'll be hearing a single from the project On and On here on our program in just a little bit. Michael, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Cyrus, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine, Michael. Really enjoyed the album. I got it myself from Amazon.com. Of course, it's on iTunes as well, and we'll be reminding our listeners about that a little bit later. You know, what has it been like for you, Michael, to not only see the way that people have responded to music you've created as A Bad Thing, but also, of course, the way that they really seem to resonate with it as well?
You know, that's a good question. You know, this is the fifth album I've done, and, you know, all of them are really kind of close to my heart, and they're all kind of different in their own way, and I don't know. Maybe this one just kind of touched a nerve. I wish I could explain it.
Well, I think the great thing about it, and I think even the single On and On that we'll be hearing here a little bit later kind of takes it, I think it's almost as if you're telling our story. It's almost as if, you know, we've been able to talk with you, and you've been able to share that story with you know, with the world now. Do you think that is part of it, that you seem to not only be able, as you say, it's personal for you, that it's something that really hits to what's personal for all of us?
Well, I think so. I mean, because all my music is personal to me, and it all comes from me, and they're all come from deep down. So, you know, I think that's probably true, that other people kind of connect to it that way.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things I really felt for myself. We're going to come back to Sleep here in a moment, Michael, but I want to go back to the initial love of music. I mean, because all great things have a beginning. You have been able to have so much success, of course, as A Bad Thing, but also even before that. When did you first realize the power that music had of being able to not only to entertain, but also to touch people's lives?
You know, I can remember when I was really young and my parents had a record player and it sat right underneath this window. And my dad had these collection of records, and they had Frank Ifield and the Washington Squares and Roger Miller. And I can remember sitting there with my head pressed to that speaker for hours, listening to that stuff. It's funny to hear it now. Music has sure come a long way, but I can still remember that. I can still remember the box, what it looked like, and all that. And I was quite young.
Exactly, yeah. And now, of course, you're being able to share that, you know, with all of us. You know, and I think the main thing for you, it seems as though, and I think the response that you've been able to get through social media, and we'll talk about that, you know, connection here in a moment, Michael, but the response that I saw even when I was prepping for this segment is so amazing. I mean, you have literally thousands that have stayed connected with you that are not only enjoying the music but love the idea of sharing it. Is that just an added benefit for you, that you're able to do something that you love, but then you have other people that also love it too?
Oh, it is completely, because it's, you know, you got to be true to your heart and not try to chase, you know, the musical fads of the day. And I've always done that. I've always played and wrote what I felt, and to have the kind of recognition and the appreciation that's been happening is really makes me feel good inside. It's very hard for me to explain.
Yeah. Well, I think your fans definitely know what you mean, Michael. Again, everyone, Michael Moorcourt is our guest today of A Bad Thing. We're talking to him not only about the newest project, it's called Sleep. We'll be telling you how you can get it here in a moment, but also what it's been like for him to be able to have the career that he's been able to have, the success he's been able to have, and to be able to connect with people along the way. There are songs on the project Sleep, you know, some of my favorite, if I had to choose, you know, some of them. I would say On and On was in the top for me, Michael, but also singles like We All Fall. I think that is one that is also touching for people. You have the one against another, another powerful one. And then the question I think, you know, that all of us kind of ponder sometimes, where do I go from here? You know, you mentioned this project and the way that people have responded. You know, do you think that part of the motivation for it is that it really does help us to kind of wake up to what's important, and also to be able to realize for ourselves, you know, what we want in life?
You know, a lot of those questions can be asked in different stages, you know, like where do I go from here, for instance. You know, that song is kind of about I was raised a Catholic, and, you know, and they teach you this and teach you that, and I didn't know anything different. And
yeah.
And then, you know, you kind of get pushed out into the world out of, you know, grade school, and you kind of ask yourself, okay, now where do I go from here? I have to start thinking for myself, you know, it's like an ongoing thing that different stages of life, you keep asking these questions kind of over and over, and the answer is always different.
Exactly. The answer is always different. You know, you bring up a really good point that I think is also a part of the success you've been able to have as an artist, as a Bad Thing, Michael, and that is, you know, being able to think for yourself, to do things for yourself. I think that is a direct correlation to what you've been able to do with music. Do you think that's part of the longevity you've been able to have, that you have not been afraid to be an individual and been afraid to do what feels right for you?
Well, I'm lucky because I'm not really relying on anyone, so I do really everything myself. I do the production,
yeah,
all the songwriting, and all the vocals, and I get a couple of good friends, guitar players, to kind of work on it here and there, so I'm not really, I can do it kind of all myself, so I just sit in my studio, and it takes me about 2 years to do a record, and I listen to it over and over, and listen to the every note and the spaces in between the notes and how the layering is feeling and all that stuff. It's a very intensive process for me. It's kind of like, you know, I can't imagine childbirth, but that's what it kind of feels like.
Yeah, well, now, of course, well, as of June, the album is available for the world to be able to enjoy. And as I said, we'll be telling them how they can get it for themselves. So let's talk about the single that we are going to hear. I'm going to have my producer get it ready here. On and On is the single that we're going to be listening to. What can you tell us about this one?
This one was one of the last songs that I had written for this album, and most of the songs had already gone to mix, and I came up with it quick. And I really liked the kind of simple guitar picking thing, and it really happened real fast. The song was written in probably 10 minutes, and I scrambled because I wanted to include it on the record, so I scrambled to get it recorded and get it included on the record. And, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, things kind of just always seem to go on and on, like good versus evil, you know, the search for happiness and love and the meaning of life, and, you know, all this stuff is just, the cycle just keeps going on and on and on. These people pass away and a new set of people grow up and live, and they ask these same questions. It's like an on and on perpetual thing that goes on forever.
Yeah, exactly. I think that is it. And for those who have not had a chance to hear it yet, here is your opportunity. Here is A Bad Thing, On and On, from the album Sleep. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this. that was on and on from the new project by A Bad Think. The album is called Sleep. We've been speaking to Michael Moorcourt today, not only about his own love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. You know, when I was listening to the song that time, the other thing I thought about, too, is that, you know, that is one of the great things about life, Michael, is that, you know, there are some people that are forever on a quest, that, you know, it's not about really an ending. It really is about what is next. Has it also been part of the excitement for you as a storyteller through music to be able to look at what you can do next, as you've been able to do with this album, Sleep?
Oh, absolutely. I'm already in the studio. I have three or four songs in the works already. You know, we're off and running on the next album already, so absolutely. But it's, you know, it's funny sitting here listening to that thing, you know, on the telephone here. You know, I love that lead on the end. That's played by a good friend of mine, Ralph the Voodoo Man Bruner, and that is one of the best parts of that song, I think, is that lead on the end.
Mm. Well, you've definitely been able to connect with some amazing people, and I think to inspire other people as well. Is that something that just feels right for you, that you would be able to take what you've learned over the years, Michael, and to be able to use it to help to encourage and inspire the next generation of music makers?
I hope so. You know, I hope it inspires people to follow what's in their heart, because that's, you know, everyone is unique, and the kind of music that you make, whatever that may be, is truly yours, and you can always be proud of that. And no matter if it's successful or it's not, it is truly yours. And at the end of the day, you can stand tall and go, that is mine. It may be successful, it may not be successful, but it is truly one of a kind that came from, you know, the one source. And I hope that inspires people to do that.
I'm sure it's doing just that, Michael. Again, everyone, Michael Moorcourt has been our guest of A Bad Think. You guys can stay in contact with A Bad Think all over the place. You can actually find them on Facebook and Twitter. Just check out A Bad Think, as well as the website is abadthink.com as well. Michael, you know, you mentioned, of course, you know, working on new projects, and I think that's one of the great things about a person who's really passionate about what they're doing, that they never stop. Even when one project ends, they're already on to the next thing. I think that is the great thing about it. We really appreciate the time today, and it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Love to stay in contact with you.
Well, Cyrus, thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure, and I would love to come back anytime.
We'll definitely make it happen. Everyone, remember that Sleep is available right now wherever you buy your music online. Of course, we got it here at Amazon.com, but you also can be able to find it on iTunes as well. However you get it, make sure you do buy it there. Let people know what you think about it, as well as, of course, be able to connect with Michael as A Bad Think on Facebook and Twitter, as I mentioned earlier, as well as to bookmark the website. Again, it's abadthink.com. Again, we want to thank Michael for stopping by the program today, and thank all of you for tuning in as well for another edition of Conversations Live. And if you came in late and missed part of the broadcast, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.